Today's daf is Menachos Daf Chav Zayin. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Henry Orlinsky, Lezecher Nishmas Milti Kramer, Zechrono Levracha Yechiel Michel, Ben Chaim Schner Zalman Halevi, Meshamash Rabban Aliyah, and Zechus of our learning, and we thank Henry very much again for the sponsorship. So we are holding, we left off yesterday, and Daf Chav Avam Beis, we're at Omar Rabbi Asi, about six lines into the wide lines, on Daf Chav Avam Beis. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to raise three different shilos relating to Haktara Al Gabe Ma'aracha, and how much does it have to be Al Gabe Ma'aracha, near the Ma'aracha, three different shilos. The answer to all of the shilos is going to be Teiku. And then we're going to get to a Mishran, Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, that's going to start listing off things that are ma'akev each other, where the miyut is ma'akev the rov, where even though there are two ingredients, and one of them is a majority, one of them is a minority, not having the minority ingredient will be ma'akev the entire process. And we're going to list in general things that are ma'akev each other. We're going to have a long list of items that one is ma'akev the other. That's how we're going to ultimately get into Tcheles and Lavan, and Perakat Tcheles, where it is Tcheles ma'akev Lavan, and Lavan ma'akev the Tchelis. We're going to start talking about things that are ma'akev each other. The Gemara is going to discuss specifically today Dalad Minim, whether Dalad Minim is ma'akev each other, to what extent is it necessary to have an igud in the Dalad Minim, that the Dalad Minim should all be together. We're within Shloshim Yom, so it's appropriate to learn about such things. Whether Lula, even if you're Lulavain Sarach Eged, how it might be appropriate to have an Igud anyway because of Zekeli Vanveu, and that's the most beautiful way to do the mitzvah. On Amud Beis, we're going to have a machlokas whether the Hazaos Shebepara need to be Mechuvanos, they need to be directly across from the Heichal, and how that may relate to a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbah on how to understand the word El, and then we're going to have a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan if a person is chayv misa for entering the heichal, whether that's something that one is chayv misa for. So let's begin. We are at Amar Rabbi Asi. So says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Asi, ki pashat Rabbi Lazar ben Menachos bayi hachi. When Rabbi Lazar was learning Maseches Menachos, he raised the following shayla: Kometz shesidro v'sider olav es hamaracha mahu. Now the normal way to burn a kometz is you have the maracha, you put the kometz on top of the fire, on top of the maracha, which is lit on fire. That's what's burning. But no, such a person does the opposite. He puts the kometz down, and then he's misadid the maracha on top of the kometz. So do we assume derech haktara bekach, or ein derech haktara bekach? Is that considered the derech haktara, and therefore you are yotze the mitzvah of burning the kometz, of haktaras a kometz, or is it ein derech haktara bekach? Teiku, the Gemara leaves this unresolved. Now the Chaznish writes that you have to say, you can't say that this means kipshuto, that you put the kometz before you put the maracha on at all. Because if you if that's the case, then there's no maisa haktara on the kometz, because at the time they put the kometz on the mizbeach, there's nothing that's burning, meaning it's only the maracha that's put on top of it. So you didn't put the kometz on an esh. So you have to say that you were zorik the kometz under an already lit maracha. Normally you would throw it on top of the lit maracha, but somehow, like, you lift up the blocks of wood that are on fire, that are already on fire, and you throw the kometz underneath it, because it can't possibly be that it's a shaila that's unresolved if you actually put the kometz down and then place the maracha on top of it. That wouldn't be a shaila. That for sure would not be good. That's not, and forget about derech haktar b'kach, it's not a haktara. You're not doing a maisa at the haktaras hakometz. Then Chizkiya raised another shayla. A varin shesidron. Let's say you have a varim of a karban that you already were zorik the dam, and now you have to be makter the varim, and you arrange them on the mizbeach. V'sider alein is a maracha, and you put the maracha on top of. You put the blocks of wood on top of the varim. Mahu. So what's the halacha? Are you yotze the mitzvah of haktara or not? So you'd expect the two tzadim of the shayla to be the same again. Derech haktara b'kach. But it's not the same. Al ha'etzim amar achmana dafka al ha'etzim. Do we say, well, the pasuk when it talks about the evarim, it says va'aruchu b'nei Aaron akarnim es ha'nesachim es ha'rosh es ha'poder al ha'etzim asher al ha'esh, that you're supposed to put it on top of the wood that's on the fire asher al mizbeach, and therefore it has to be dafka on top. Odil makivin duchsev kra'achrina asher tochal ha'esh es ha'ola al ha'mizbeach, that the ola only has to be al ha-mizbeach, but the other pasuk doesn't mention the requirement that it be al ha-eitzim specifically, so maybe ibai hachi avid, ibai hachi avid. Maybe the Torah is giving you options that you can put it on the eitzim, or you can put it directly on the mizbeach and have the eitzim go on top of it, which is interesting, meaning that what we're saying is, well, if there are two pesukim and one of them tells me it's got to be al ha-eitzim al ha-mizbeach, the other one says it's only got to be al ha-mizbeach, isn't one of them just giving a little more detail than the other? Isn't it obvious that it has to be al ha-eitzim? So the Gemara is understanding that this is a stira in the pesukim, that what do you do when you have one pasuk that says Allah eats him, and the other pasuk just says Allah mizbeach. So normally we know when we have Shnei Ksuvim Machishim says Sa'achi Avakos Vashlishi V'yachriya Benehem. Wait for a third pasuk, and when you find that third pasuk, that's going to be Machriya. Yeah, but we can't write Psukim. So what if there is no third pasuk? So then what do you do? So we have it, like, it seems so neat when you read it in the Yud Gimel Shatar Adreshes Ben. Oh, Sa'achi Avakos Vashlishi. Yeah, but what if there is no Kos Vashlishi? So we find in many places in Shas that we assume that when there is no Kos Vashlishi, that the Torah is actually giving options, that the Torah is giving you the option of one or the other. That's the sugya the Gemara has in Maseches Pesachim, when the Gemara says that how is one supposed to spend Yantif? There are two Pesukim, one that says Lachem, and the other one that says Lashem. So what do you do? Is it supposed to be a day where we're enjoying ourselves with meals and whatever, and relaxation, that it's Lachem, or is it Lashem? It should be completely in Tefillah and Torah, and completely Lashem. So the Gemara has Machlokas, what to do? The Machlokas Tanoim. Do we say that it must be that you split it, that it's Chatzi Lachem, Chatzi Lashem, or that no, that it's giving you options? Oh, Kulo Lachem. Oh, Kulo Lashem. You get to choose one or the other. That's what happens when you have Shnei Ksuvim. So over here, it's hard to say Chatzi Chatzi, right? So over here, the other option, if we don't assume that one pasuk is just giving more detail than the other pasuk, the option, the other possibility is that the Torah is giving you options. You could do it one way. You could do it Al HaMizbeach, or you could do it Al HaEitzim. So by Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Evarim Shesidron B'tzidei HaMaracha Mahu. What if you're Mesadr the Evarim next to the Atzei Maracha? Is that considered a Kashra Haktara, meaning the fire will extend and will chop it eventually, but you're not putting it directly on top of the Eitzim where the fire is? Now the Mishnah is going to have a machlokas. We're going to see later on, way later on, a machlokas about where you place the bezichei levona on the shulchan of the lechem apanim. Abishol says you put them between the two sedarim of lechem apanim. There's like a space, a two tefach space between the two sedarim of lechem apanim, and that's where you put the bezichei levona. The Chum say, no, what are you talking about? Pasuk says v'nasata al hamareches levona zaka, that it's got to be al hamareches, which means that you have to put it on top of the lechem apanim. So says the Gemara, Ali b'demandi amar al mamish lo tibaylach. If you assume like the Chacham that al has to mean directly on top of, then there's no question. The al ha'etzim k'sim, it says al ha'etzim, and therefore there's no question that it has to be directly on top of the etzim over here. When you're talking about the evarim, it's got to be directly on the etzim. Ki tibaylach ali b'demandi amar al b'samuch kai. If al b'samuch, mai. But the shayla is according to Abishol. Abishol holds al means in between over there. It doesn't mean on top of. It means nearby. So over here as well, yes, the Torah says al ha'etzim, but does al ha'etzim necessarily have to mean on top of? Or maybe it means in proximity to. So achanami, al b'samach, odilma, al ha'etzim dum yada al ha'mizbeach. Ma hasam al mamish, av achanami al mamish. Do we say, according to Abishol, that al over here means b'samach? Or maybe no, maybe it's similar to, you know, the pasuk says not just al ha'etzim, but also al mizbeach, and it definitely doesn't mean near the mizbeach, right? Al mizbeach is definitely on the mizbeach. That there's no shayla. So the question is the al ha'etzim similar to the al mizbeach in the same pasuk? That al mizbeach means on the mizbeach, and the al ha'etzim therefore should mean on the etzim? Or do we say no, that al ha'etzim is similar to what al can mean in Kala Torah Kula, which is nearby? So the Gemara leaves that teku as well. We leave that unresolved as well. Minchas Chinuch points out that there are a lot of dinim in Hilchos Karbanos that we learn from Akedas Yitzchak, that you should shech the karban bikli, Akedas Yad Varegel, other halachos. So why don't we learn from there that there's a chiyuv to put the niktar on the Eitzim Mamish? Because by Akedas Yitzchak it says, kosa al mizbech, and it doesn't say al etzim, it says mima'al la'etzim. So you don't have the same shayla that does al b'sal mukhra. No, it says mima'al la'etzim. So Milchaschinuch says, so shouldn't that resolve our issue? Why do we leave it as a teku? So you should suggest that from Akedis Yitzchak we only learn how to be makrav karban lechatchila, but we don't learn what would be kosher b'diyevet, right? The b'diyevet we don't learn from Akedis Yitzchak. So that was the suffix over here, b'diyevet. Is this okay? Everyone would agree al la'etzim is the ideal, to put it directly on the eitzim. The shaila is, does al b'samach work as well? We know Akedas Yitzchak was a lechatchila, so we're not going to be able to learn what would work b'di'evet from Akedas Yitzchak. Also, it could be that it was a horasha at that time, because stam shchita, you don't shecht on the mizbeach either, you shecht in the azara. So the whole, some of the details of Akedas Yitzchak may teach us ledoros, certain halachas ledoros, but there are obviously certain details that we don't learn halachas ledoros of. For example, we don't shecht humans. You know, like there are lots of elements of Akedas Yitzchak that are not necessarily something that we're going to do. L'doros. Okay, new Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah, Komets miyuto ma'akev esrubo. The shear komets has to be at least shnei zesim. If you take a kmitza less than that shear, even a kolshu, the komets is going to be pasul. Isaron miuto ma'akev esrubo. The solas, which are the saron of solas, which is the minimum shear of solas that you use for a korban mincha, if you bring less than an isaron, even by just a little bit, the mincha is going to be pasul. Hayayin miuto ma'akev esrubo. The nesachim that are brought together with the korban. So chatzin lepar, shlishasin la'ayil, revius hayin lekeves. So if you're chaser kol shehu from the shear of yayin that you're supposed to have, it passes the nesachim. Hashemen miyuto ma'akev esrubo. The shemen that you bring with the minchas nesachim, which is also has a very specific shear, and the shemen of minchas nedava, which is one lug for each isaron. Also, if you're chaser from the shear of shemen, even just a little bit, the mincha is going to be pasul. Hasolas v'hashemen ma'akvin zeh ezeh. The solas and the shemen of a korban mincha are ma'akiv each other. So if you don't have solas or you don't have shemen, then you have nothing. Hakometz v'alavona ma'akvin zeh ezeh. If you're not maktir one or the other, either the kometz or the levona, then it's as if you were not maktir anything, and the whole carbon is going to be pasul. It's interesting. Why doesn't it say that the levona is mi'uto ma'akev esruba? The Sefer Nesivos HaKodesh raises the question, meaning there's a shear of levona as well. So by all the others, we said that anything missing from the shear, but levona we don't say mi'uto ma'akev esruba. Since it could be that min haTorah there is no shear for Lavona, that even a kol shehu of Lavona on a daraisa level is kosher min haTorah. So that's a possibility. So now the Gemara brings a makar for the dinim that we mentioned in the Mishnah. So we said you're missing a kol shehu from your komets, the whole thing is possible. My taima amar kra melo kumtzo trei zimni. It says melo kumtzo by minchas nedava, and it says it again by minchas chote. So one is the mitzvah, one is the akev. That you need the full shear of a kmitza, la mitzvah, and then a second time repeats it, shana lavakasuv la akev. Isaron miyuto ma'akev esruba maitaima, amarkra mi sol ta. And it could have just said mi solas. Why did it say mi sol ta, the extra heishim? Chasukol shu psula. Hayayin miyuto ma'akev esrubo. How do I know that if you're missing any bit of the yayin, it's going to be pasul? Pasuk says by the parsha of Nesachim, kacha. Kacha yesa l'shar echad. So the word kacha teaches us that it's ma'akev even b'diavad. Hashemen miyuto ma'akev esrubo. De minchas nesachim kacha u'minchas nedava amar kra u'mishamna. Shem chaser kol shu psula. That it comes up twice. The amount of oil by minchas nesachim is ma'akev is learned from the word kacha, and which we already said means that something's ma'akev b'diavad. And the amount of oil in a minchas nedava being ma'akev is learned from the word umishamna, that the extra letter hey could have just said umishemen, umishamna. It teaches that if it's chaser kolshu, it's pasul. Shemen v'asolas ma'akvin zeh. If you're missing one of them, it's as if you brought nothing. So we learned that from the pasuk by Minchas Nedava, mi salta umishamna, mi girsa Umishamna. I mentioned the Gemara came mentioned the Geres a few dapim ago, and I kept on saying Geresh, and someone emailed me and said you keep mispronouncing it. So if it ever comes up again, you know, you should know. So okay, so yeah, Migirsa Umishamna. So it's with a sin, not with a shin. Okay, Hakomets Olvona Ma'akvin says that the Komets and the Olvona are ma'akiv each other. If you're missing one of them, it's as if you weren't maktir one of them, it's as if you weren't maktir anything. So al kol levona sa ve es kol levona asher al hamincha. The doubling over the psukim teach us that the komets and levona are ma'akiv each other. Good. So now we continue the list of things that are ma'akiv each other. A long list. Shnei si'irei yom ha'kippurim ma'akvin zeh. The two si'irim of yom ha'kippurim, the one la'ashem and the one la'azazel, are ma'akiv each other. You can't have one without the other. Shnei kifsei atzeres ma'akvin zeh. The two kifsei atzeres we've been talking a lot about are ma'akiv and chag shavuos are ma'akiv each other. Shtei chalos ma'akiv zuzu. The shtei chalos that are brought by atzeres is also ma'akiv each other. Shnei sidarin, the two ma'arachos of lechem apanim, that each one has six loaves of lechem apanim that you put on the shulchan each week in the base of Mikdash. Ma'akiv zeh. Shnei bazichin ma'akiv zeh. The two bazichin levona that go on the shulchan are ma'akiv each other. Hasidarin va'bazichin ma'akiv zeh. The lechem apanim and the bazichin levona are ma'akiv each other. If you only have lechem on the shulchan and not bezichei levona, or only bezichei levona but not lechem upon him, also no good. Shnei minim shabanazir, the two types of lechem that you have by a nazir, the chalos matzos and the rukike matzos, and shlosha shabapara, the three minim that you have by para aduma, meaning the eteres, the ezov, the shri tolas, that you put into the shreifas hapara, va'arba shabatoda, the four types of loaves of bread that you have by a karban toda, chalos matzos, rukike matzos, solas mubachas, chalos lechem chametz, and arba shabalulav, the dalin minim of the lulav, lulav hadas arava and esrog, and arba shabimitzora, the itzeres, ezov, shnitolas, and tziporim of mitzora. All of these things, multiple ingredients in the same inyan, in the same mitzvah, ma'akvin zezeh, they are all ma'akiv each other. That's the question. The fact that they're ma'akiv each other, does that, when you count mitzvahs, does that necessarily make it one mitzvah? Meaning by tcheles and lavan, there's an interesting discussion. One mitzvah or two mitzvahs? We're going to have a beferish mishnah that they're not ma'akiv each other. Tcheles is not ma'akiv, lavan is not ma'akiv tcheles. So one mitzvah or multiple mitzvahs. But pasha pshad, if they're ma'akiv each other, then that's part of the way of defining it as a single mitzvah. If they're not ma'akiv each other, so there must be that they're separate mitzvahs. Sheva azol shebapara, the seven sprinklings of the para aduma that's supposed to be done across from the Yovel Moed, ma'akvo zuazu, sheva azayu al bein abadim, shal aparochas, shal nizbeach azav, on Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol does a number of azos of the with the Par Kohen Mashiach, Param Dovashal Tzibur, also he requires azos, the Siri of Adazar require azos, so ma'akvo zuazu, all those azos are ma'akiv each other. Fine, so now the Gemara says, let's bring the makar for each of these halachos midaraisa. Shnei Siri Yom HaKippurim ma'akvin zazeh, Chuka. How do I know that the Sir Lashem and Sir Lazazel ma'akiv each other? Because the pasuk says V'hayis Azos Lachem leChukas Olam. Chukas Olam tells me that it's ma'akiv. Shnei Kivsei Atzeres ma'akvin zeh Havaya. Pasuk says Al Shnei Kivasim Kodesh Yihiyu LaHashem. Shtei Chalos also Havaya. Taviu Lechem Tun V'Shtayim Shnei Son Musalos Tihiyena, and whenever you have such a lashon, it always means that it's that ma'akiv. That it's got to be that way, and if it's missing, then it's no good. Shnei sedarim, the two marachos of the lechem apanim, chuka. It says vayisalar milvanov chak olam. Shnei bezichin. Also, it says lashon of chuka. Hasedarim ve'abezichin chuka. Also, same word. It's the same word that just tells me that everything that we describe in the lechem. It's not that it says chuka three times. It's all describing that the lechem apanim and the Bezichin and the Lachma Panim and the Bezichin to each other. So that's all. It's all got to be the way it says it in the Torah. Shnei minim shabnazir duchsev kein yaaseh. The pasuk says kein yaaseh in the parsha of Nazir. Shlosha shabapara chuka. Use the lashon chuka. Arba shabatoda de iskish lenazir. How do I know the four types of lachmetoda, 10 loaves of each, that that are ma'akev each other, because we compare the lach metoda to the shalmei nazir. Because it says by the lach metoda al zevach todah shlamav va'amr mar, and the brisa says shlamav l'rabel shalmei nazir. That tells me that to include even shalmei nazir. So todah and shalmei nazir are sort of alluded to in the same pasuk. That is what we call a hekish. And just like the lechem of the nazir ma'akev zeh, the lach metoda are also ma'akev each other. V'arba shebemitzora. How do I know the four parts, four ingredients of what a mitzvah needs, etzeres, ezov, shlitalas, and siporim, are makiv each other, d'chsiv, zos tia, toras ha-mitzvah. So, loshnav, havaya, tihia, v'arba shebelulav. How do I know the dalamim of the lulav are makiv each other? Lekachtem, lekicha tama. Lekachtem we view as a combination of two words, a lekicha tama, that all dalamim have to be complete, a lekicha tama. Amra, chan barav, lo shanu, ela, she'en lo. Aval yesh lo, ein ma'akvin. That's only if someone doesn't have a dalam minim. He's not mekayim the mitzvah of lulav with less than dalam minim. But if he has all dalam minim, but he doesn't take them all together, then he's still going to be yotzei the mitzvah, even though he takes them b'zeh achar zeh. He doesn't take them all as a single unit. So meisvei says the gemara, but wait a second. Arba minim shabalul shayman osin peros. Two of the dalam minim could make peros. The lulav the tree makes dates. It's a date palm, and the esrog itself is a pri. Ushnayim Peros and peros, and two of them, the hadas and the arava, do not make peros. Haos and peros use the kukan l'sheenos and peros. The ones that make peros require the ones that don't make peros. V'sheenos and peros use the kukan los and peros, and the ones that don't make peros require the ones that do make peros. Meaning, you need all of them, whether they make peros or they don't make peros. You need all dal minim. V'ein adam yosi dechavas ben adju kulan ba'aguda achas, and you cannot be yotze the mitzvah of dal minim unless all of them are ba'aguda achas. So right away we know it can't be completely accurate because the not kulam, the esrog is not ba'aguda achas. That's a sugya masecha sukkah daf lamedalid. So the Rashash points this out. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Tov Reish Nun Aleph that in a certain sense it's ba'aguda achas. That at the time of the nanuim you're supposed to hold the esrog directly touching the other three minim. That it may not be bound up with them, but you're not supposed to hold it like this with your arms apart from each other. The esrog is supposed to be connected to the other dalad minim. That's what Beis Yosef quotes from the Rikant, I think. He says that about the dream. It's one of the Mar Makomos of dreams. That one of the Ashkenazi Rishonim was visiting somewhere and he saw that one of the Sephardi Rishon was visiting in Ashkenaz or something, and he saw that people were taking their he had a dream at night that they were writing the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem Hashem, and they wrote Yud and then separately they wrote the Hey, the Vav, and the Hey, and he said, what's going on? So someone said, no, that's how we write Shem Hashem. What do you mean that's how you write Shem Hashem? That doesn't make any sense. You can't write Shem Hashem that way. And the next day he goes to Shul and it's Sukkos and he sees that people are holding their esrog in one hand and their lulav with hadasim and aravos in the other hand, not close to each other, apart from each other. And he said to them, what are you guys doing? That's not the way to do it. They said, no, that's our minhag. He says, that's what my dream meant. And I'm supposed to instruct you that that's like writing the Shem Hashem with the yud on one side and the... So the Beis Yosef paskins Rosh Shulchan Aruch that way, that it's got to be somewhat together. So we're saying, v'einod miyosi lechvas v'achi kulam bagudachas. V'chein yisrael bar tza'ah ma'achi And similarly, when the Jewish people fast and they approach the Ribbono Shlalom, it's only going to work if we're all ba'aguda achas, if we're all in it together. Shene emar, habonu v'shmai maloso va'agudaso al eretz yasada. That when a Klal Yisrael is mu'ugadam yachad, and that's why dalad minim, of course, Midrashim tell us, represent the different types of Jews, that it only works, so the connection is very clear. It only works when we're all ba'aguda achas. So says Gemara Tanayihi, it's machlokes Tanayim, whether you have to be ogeid the lulav. Titanya lulav bein agud bein sheino agud kosher. Rabbi Yehuda omer agud kosher sheino agud pasul. Machlokas tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda whether a lulav requires an eged or does not require an eged. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda think that if it's eino agud that it's pasul? Gamar kicha kicha me aguda seizov. Mal alan ba aguda afkan ba aguda. That it says kicha by aguda seizov. It says kicha by dalid minim. So we learn that they both need an aguda. Rabbanon lo gamri kicha kicha. The Rabbanon don't have any such tradition of gzeir shava, of kicha kicha, because we know that a person cannot be done gzeir shava me'atzmo. They just have to follow whatever their traditions were. So kemana zahadetanya lulav mitzvah liagdav imlo agado kasher. So whose shita does the following brisa follow? The brisa tells me that there's a mitzvah to make an egged on the lulav, but it's okay if you don't. So it doesn't seem like anybody. Kemana ikra Rabbi Yehuda lo agado amai kasher. Rabbi Yehuda holds lulav tzarech egged. It's possible without an egged. And here rabbanon my mitzvah. And if it's following the rabbanon, why would there be a mitzvah liagdav? There is no gzeres shava between agudas ezov and agudas lulav. So why would it even be a requirement lecharchila? Says Mar Liolam Rabbanan. We're following the Rabbanan Lulav Ein Sarach Eged. Umay Mitzvah Mishum Zekeli Van Veil. The mitzvah is for a different Indian. It's because it's not about the Eged of the Lulav, it's about Zekeli Van Veil. That's a kiyum of Hidr Mitzvah in the Lulav to have it all together. You don't want it to be all over the place. So by keeping it all together in a single bundle, so that's it's a beautification of the Chefsa Shal Mitzvah. Sheva Azol Shabbaparamak Vazu Azu. Chuka. How do I know the Sheva Azol Shabbaparamak of each other? Pasuk says Chuka. Sheva Azol Shalbein Abad Mishalm Zbeach Azov Vishal HaParochas, that the Kohen Gadol does on Yom HaKippurim, and by the Parakori Mashiach, and by the Param Dov Shal Tzibur, by the Siri Avod Dazara, all those Ma'ak Vazu Azu. So the Yom HaKippurim, the Sheva Azol that you do on Yom Kippur, that they're Ma'ak of each other, Ksiv, because it says Chuka by Yom HaKippurim. Vais Azol Shalchem L'Chukas Olam, the Pasuk says. The Parakori Mashiach, the Parahelam Dov Shal Tzibur, the Siri Avod Chavim, that those Hazol are Ma'ak of each other, Kidetanya. We have a Braisa. By Param Dov Shal Tzibur, it says va'asa lepar kasher as lepar, that you're supposed to do to the Paralim Dover Shal Tzibur everything that you did to the Par Kohen Mashiach, which was mentioned prior to the Paralim Dover Shal Tzibur. So the Brice asks, L'chor, it's an extra pasuk, because the Torah writes by the Paralim Dover all the pratim of how to do it, the way it says it by Par Kohen Mashiach. So Ma Tamulomar, what's it telling me when it says it should be the same? You already told me all the details. So Lichbal Ba'azos, it's telling me to go and to repeat the Azos, to tell me Shem Chisachas meaning it's shana lavakas v'akev, that if you're missing out on one of the matanos, that you didn't do anything, that it's that you're not doing the mitzvah at all. That it's that's what it's doing. It's shana lavakas v'akev. So says Martan Rabbana, we have a brisa. Sheva azol shabeparasha asan bein shalosh van bein shalom uchavanos psulos. If the sheva azos of the parah are done either shalolishma or not directly across from the olam oed, they're possible by parah. By the Parah Aduma, the Torah calls the Parah Aduma Chatos. It says Chatosi. That's why when we talk about the ashes of the Parah Aduma, sprinkling the ashes mixed with water, what do we call it? The Mei Chatos, right? The Parah Aduma is referred to by the Torah as a Chatos. A Chatos is possible Shalol L'Shma. Hazos are not Mechuvanos are possible, because by Parah Aduma it says that you're supposed to sprinkle the dam El Nochach Pnei Ol Moed, and over there it also has a Lashon of Chuka. So that L'Chora is going to be ma'akev. V'shebifnim, the azos that are done v'fnim on Yom HaKippurim, v'shebimetzora, and the azos of the metzora that's standing b'shar nikanar, and the Kohen stands in the azara, and he sprinkles the oil on him, k'neged the base kodesh HaKadoshim, shalol l'shman psulos. They're also going to be possible if it's done shalol l'shman. By the azos shebifnim, it's because we're talking about korbanos chatos, by chatos machshav shalol l'shma, pasels. By the shemen of the metzora, shalol l'shman, it's kasher, but it's not olal l'bailim shem chovah, meaning the shirayim of the shemen, you're going to be allowed to eat as a result of these hazor shalol shema. They're kosher, but the mitzvah doesn't become tohar. The mitzvah is going to need better. V'shalom uchavanos, says the Gemara, that if the hazos that are done, shalom uchavanos, not connected the heichal and the mitzvah that's not connected the base kodesh hakadoshim, ksheros, they're kosher, because it doesn't say anything that's ma'akev. Aiva tanya gabe para shalol shman psula shalom uchavanos ksheros. But then we have a brisa by para that says that if it's shalol shema, it's possible, but shalom uchavanos is kosher. So the Gemara, meaning, so how can you say that we pasul paraduma that shalom uchavanos? Meaning, we only said by the shemen shal mitzara shalom uchavanos is going to be kosher, just not all by the shem chalva. But by paraduma, we said shalom uchavanos is pasul. Now we have a brisa that says shalom uchavanos is kosher by paraduma. Amrachis lo kasha harav Yehuda harav banan. It's machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda. and the Rabbanan. So the Gemara first explains the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and then we'll explain how to be Miyashiv the Stira between the Braisos, whether Hazos need to be Mechavanos. Ditanya, the Braisos says as follows, Mechusrei Kapara, someone who's Tamei, already went to the Mikvah, already had his Har of Shemesh, meaning the nightfall already came, he just didn't bring the all the Karbanos that he needs for his Kapara. So we're talking about people who need a Karban, Zava, Yoledes, Mitzora, so there's a certain level of Tumah, but even in addition to the Tumah, they have a chiyuv karban. Shenichnasu la'azara. So before they bring their karban, they enter the azara. So they're not allowed to. B'shogeg chayiv chatas. If they did so, b'shogeg chayiv chatas. B'meizid anosh kares. They do so b'meizid the chayiv kares. Ve'in tzorach lomar tful yom shar kol atmeim utar shenichnasu l'flimi mechitzasan. And certainly, any tful yom who didn't even yet have harav shemesh, he's at an earlier stage, a more intense form of Tumah than the mechusar kippurim. And certainly every other Tamei person who's chayiv chatas for entering the Azara b'shogeg in kares for entering b'meizid utarim shenichnasu l'flimi mechitzasan, a tar person who goes beyond where he's allowed to go, the 11 amos that Yisrael is allowed to go in the Azara, and he goes beyond that leheichal, if he enters the heichal, even even kulo, he gets all the way to the parochas barbaim, all he gets is malchus mi beis la parochas, if he goes lifnim, he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then El Pnei HaKapores, or if he's Miskariv right in front of the Aron, meaning no matter how far into the Kodesh HaKadoshim he goes, B'misa, he's Chayiv Misa. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Kol Heichal Kulo Umbeis LaParochas, Barabayim V'Al Pnei HaKapores, B'misa. That even in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right away, it's still only Malkus, it's only when he gets really, really close to the Aron that he's going to be Chayiv Misa. So B'maykam Michli, what is the machlokas really about? Bahaikra, they argue about how to teach up the following pasuk. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, daber el Aron achicha, va'al yavo b'chol isa lakodesh mibeis laparoches el pnei kaporas asher ala aron v'lo yamos. So the pasuk says, included in the lav is al yavo, and it includes v'lo yamos. So there are three different places that are identified in the pasuk. There's kodesh, mibeis laparoches, and el pnei hakaporas. So certainly entering just the Kodesh, the Heichal, relates to the beginning of the Pasuk, the Lav, that's in the beginning of the Pasuk. And certainly the end of the Pasuk, El Pnei HaKaporas, Mula Aron, right, that's Shaykh to the end of the Pasuk where you Chayiv Misa. Machlokas is, what about the middle of the Pasuk? Because there are two Isura mentioned in the Pasuk, Los HaSein and Misa, and there are three locations mentioned in the Pasuk. So at the extremes, it's clear. What about the one in the middle? So Rabbanan Savri, El HaKodesh B'lo Yavo, Mi Beis HaParochas, Ve El Pnei HaKaporas B'lo Yamos, Rabbi Yehuda Savar El HaKodesh Ul Mi Beis HaParochas B'lo Yavo, Vel Pnei HaKaporas B'lo Yamos. Right, that's the machlokas, whether the middle one relates to the Los HaSeh, or whether it relates to the Chiyuv Misa. So, my Tamei Rabban, what's the reason of the Chamim that they don't want to say like Rabbi Yehuda? Isal Kedak Kedakam Rabbi Yehuda, if Rabbi Yehuda is correct, that it will be based on the Parochas, is Shaykh to the first half of the Pasuk, it's just a Lav, Lichtov Rachmanu, the Torah could have said it better. It could have said, El HaKodesh Vel Pnei HaKapores, we could have said Al Yavo B'Chaleis El HaKodesh Ve'El Pnei HaKaporas V'lo Yamus V'lo Boi Mi Beis LaParochas. It doesn't even need to say Mi Beis LaParochas V'Ana Amina, and I can figure it out on my own. Heichal Mechayiv Yechayiv Malkus for entering the Heichal Mi Beis LaParochas Mi Boi. Do you need to tell me that Yechayiv Malkus Mi Beis LaParochas? Before you can get to the Beis LaParochas, you got to get to the Heichal first. Mi Beis LaParochas Dechaz Rachman Lamali Shema Mina B'Misa. Must be to tell me that Yechayiv Misa for it. For Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda would say no. He comes Rachman El HaKodesh. If it wouldn't have said mi beis laparochas, hava amina my kodesh mi beis laparochas, I would have thought the definition of kodesh is mi beis laparochas. Aval heichal lav na milo, but heichal isn't even a los haseh. So that's why it has to say mi beis laparochas, to tell me that the definition of kodesh is the heichal, and you're ready chayiv misa for entering the heichal. V'rabbanan ulo matzamrit. Rabban say there never would have been a hava amina to say that the heichal is not called kodesh. Teichal kulo ikri kodesh. You have other pesukim that call it kodesh. Shenemar Avivdila Parochas Lachem Bein HaKodesh Ubein Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's beferish that it's called Kodesh. Rabbi Yehuda my time, what's the reason Rabbi Yehuda doesn't want to say like Chachamim? Because he exalted Chachamim Rabbanan. If you want to say like Chachamim, that me based on Parochas is Shaykh to the second part of the Pasuk Yechayiv Misa Lichtov Rachmana El HaKodesh me based on Parochas Lo Ba Yel Pnei HaKaporis. It doesn't need to say El Pnei HaKaporis. V'ana Amina, and I could have figured out on my own me based on Parochas B'Misa. If you Chayiv Misa for even entering the Kodesh HaKadosh on Pnei HaKaporis Mibayi, you need to tell me you Chayiv Misa for going right up to the Aron. Al Pnei HaKaporis Lekas Rachmana Lamali Shema Minal Pnei HaKaporis Misa based on Parochas Basara. It must be to tell me that Al Pnei HaKaporis Chayiv Misa, but short of that, it's only a Losa Sev Rabbanan Hachinami Delo Tzarech. The Rabbanan would acknowledge that the Pasuk doesn't need to say Al Pnei HaKaporis V'Hai Dekas Rachmana Al Pnei HaKaporis Lemu'utei Derech Meshupash, to tell me that you're Pata from Misa if you enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim in a weird way, that you don't go in the normal way from the eastern entrance toward the west. You porate the Chomas Kodesh HaKadoshim and you break through in such a way toward the south or the north and you enter. Kedetana de Beir Rav Lazar ben Yaakov al Pnei HaKaporis Kedma Ze Pnei Av Kol Mokom Shnemer Pnei Enu El Pnei Kadim. That Pnei means toward the east. So when the Torah says that someone goes into Pnei HaKaporis is Chayiv Misa, it means he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim from the east toward the west. But any other way, he would in fact not be chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda lemakra pnei my el shmamina el dafka. That tells me that el you chayiv misa el pnei kaporis dafka. You chayiv misa not when you go mi base the parochas rabbanan lav dafka. And the rabbanan would say the word el you don't learn dafka if you go el pnei kaporis chayiv misa, and if you go mi base the parochas you're not chayiv misa. Okay, we'll pick up from there tomorrow, Rabbi Yehuda.